This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As promised, I have more information for you about the Girard Pumpkin Festival and the Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest. Mike Cowden of Girard grows and supplies pumpkins for the Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest each year, and we will hear more from him today about the contest.
The Pumpkin Festival is always the second Saturday in October. It's a day-long event, you know, and we encourage everybody to come out if you want to participate. It doesn't have to be an air cannon or a great big trebuchet. You can literally build any size you want. I've had them where they were only a couple foot tall. To mine's a great big steel one, but even a slingshot type of deal. And we have small pumpkins that we always furnish for that, or we'd find hedge apples, and the slingshots can throw. The emphasis is on coming out and having a good family, fun-filled day, and that's what we're trying to do.
While the contest can be quite competitive, it's all for fun, and it's all about who can throw their pumpkin the farthest.
I'm going to reiterate that we do it all for fun. We do give out some plaques for the longest throw, or the longest chunk for an air-powered longest chunk for a mechanical. You know, there's several other divisions, and it really depends on who we get that year. But you're basically either a mechanical device or an air-powered device. There can be no explosive devices. And it's always about who can throw the pumpkin the furthest.
Several local businesses compete in the contest, and there are competitors from out of town as well.
We got Bruce's Welding involved. Bruce built an air cannon, and then we got others from around the area. Some air cannons from the Peoria Morton Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest up there. They came down and participated. It was a lot of fun for the day. We've got another air cannon out of Carlinville Area Diesel as a cannon they built. Bruce has built a second cannon for the wives of all the wives of the pumpkin chunkers. All the guys would leave them behind, so Bruce's wife stepped in and put her foot down and made Bruce build one for them. So it's a family-oriented. Go out and have fun.
If you are interested in participating, you can register by calling 217-627-3441.
We need them to call and register so we know what they're bringing and, you know, what we can supply for them as far as something to throw. And there again, they'll have an idea if it's a baseball size or a softball size or a full-size pumpkin. We just need to know that up front, and we do that when they register. They can call Debbie Burnett at 627-3441, and she can take all the information and pass it to the Pumpkin Festival Committee, and, you know, we will accommodate as best we can.
Once again, that was Mike Cowden of Girard, and the Girard Pumpkin Festival takes place this Saturday, October 10th, at Pumpkin Park in Girard. The admission price is $5 per carload. There will be a 5K fun run, food and craft vendors, a chili cook-off, an American Harvest Parade, and of course, the Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest. We'll be back with more after these messages. A recent land values update from the Farmers National Company said activity throughout this region is seeing a calming of sales during the first half of 2015, with values trending slightly downward. Based on current market factors, this trend is likely to continue throughout the summer months and into fall, according to Roger Hayworth, the area sales manager for Farmers National Company in Lafayette, Indiana. Going forward, values will be impacted by the uncertainty of the 2015 crop size, the hint of a possible rise in interest rates, and an appreciating U.S. dollar. The impact of these factors is likely to result in downward pressure on land values. A tight supply of farmland in this region has helped reduce the negative shift and continue to support values for those interested buyers. According to Hayworth, For landowners wanting or needing to sell, prices are still excellent, even if they have seen a slight correction in the past 12 months. Top prices in the region can be seen in Illinois at $11,600 per acre on average for high-quality land. These levels are followed by Indiana showing values of up to $9,200 per acre and Ohio at $7,500 per acre. U.S. Representatives Sherry Bustos and Rodney Davis say they're traveling to Cuba as part of an agricultural trade mission. Bustos and Davis plan to promote economic development and trade opportunities for Illinois farmers. Bustos is an East Moline Democrat and Davis is a Taylorville Republican. They leave on Sunday and return on Wednesday. The Illinois Chamber of Commerce, Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois soybean growers, and other groups will be joining them on the trip. Bustos says she wants to cut through the red tape that holds back Illinois' farming economy. She plans to tour her district after the trip to discuss what she learned. Davis says he wants to learn how to create great opportunities for Illinois farmers. The U.S. recently opened relations with the island nation. The government's 2015 dietary guidelines came under withering attack from congressional Democrats, Republicans, and the media this week. One minute, the government says a food is bad for you, and the next outside scientist says, no, it's not. That scenario just played out with whole milk, described in a Washington Post story this week. It also occurred earlier with butter, eggs, red meat, low-calorie sweeteners, and other foods. Some say the 15-member U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is losing credibility as consumers question the science they are using. Top House Agriculture Democrat Colin Peterson says,
well, my concern is, you know, we've had these guidelines that have pushed people away from eggs and butter and milk and so forth, and then they come back and say, well, we were wrong.
Health and Human Services Department Secretary Sylvia Burwell and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack defended the advisory committee review process, even as others criticize it for not including new research.
You're not going to ever have something that just basically is going to be a fact about this because science evolves. We learn more, we understand more, and I would hope that we would be flexible enough to appreciate that and to take that into consideration.
Well, I thank both of you for your observations, and I think you've made some points. But I just want you to understand, from my constituents, most of them don't believe this stuff anymore. You have lost your credibility with a lot of people, and they are just flat-out ignoring this stuff.
Vilsack responded that USDA's Choose My Plate website has had over 290 million hits, and there is merit in the guidelines as long as consumers understand they are guidelines and are not about treating disease, but about preventing it. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.